Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Rashad Bateman met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
Yeah, I think so. It's felt good to get back out there with the guys. So just still getting the hang of things. So it feels good to be back out there.
We've had various coaches tell us they have seen you be on a roller coaster, you know, over the last year or close to a year. How would you describe it?
I would definitely say that. It's been tough. It's been a battle, but I'm happy to be here, blessed to be part of this organization. My teammates have had my back the whole time, so very thankful for them. And, you know, I guess we'll see what this year holds.
Rashad, I'm sorry, I would think we'll hear the first question, but how do you feel the foot feels at this moment right now?
It feels good. I feel strong, better than I was during OTA, so making good progress so far.
How close to 100% would you say you feel?
99%. Very close.
They've added a bunch of pieces, and this is an exciting receiving corps. How excited are you about the potential where you fit in with this group, with all these pieces around you, how that can help you succeed as well?
I'm happy with the new pieces we added. You know, Odell, Zay, you know, both incredible receivers. We all bring different things to the table. So, you know, new offensive coordinator Todd Monken is using us very well right now. So I'm definitely excited to see what we can do week one and the rest of the season. I would say he brings some swag and personality to the locker room. Not that we didn't have it, but OBJ is OBJ. So, you know, he's going to bring that energy with him. It's contagious. You know, we all feed into it. So, you know, he's been good for the locker room for sure.
And then what's that like when the fans are out here chanting his name? You know, he's obviously a pretty certain level of stardom.
I mean, it's the same. It's the same for us. This is the same for you and the kids. So, I still don't really understand it, but I kind of do. But, you know, that's OBJ. So... And Lamar Jackson on the same team, so I think you'll hear a lot of that this year.
Rashad, how did last season and missing much of the year, how did that change you as a person, as a player, and brought you to where you are now?
I would say it changed me a lot. I ain't never been through anything like this before, never been hurt, especially 2 years in a row. Had some off the field, you know, personal issues too, but it's been fine. You know, I'm here, I'm excited, I'm ready to go, so all eyes forward so far.
Does it change? Is it bring a different hunger level? What is different?
You know, just taking, you know, these are the cards that was dealt to me, you know, so I got to deal with that, you know, stay in my lane, keep working, keep grinding. That's all I really could do, control what I can control.
To those who say now that you're injury prone, or that you have to prove that you're not injury prone, or what, I mean, does it irritate you? Do you shut it out? Like, how do you deal with that?
I don't really care. Yeah. It is what it is.
Trying to play through it, hope it healed on its own. I mean, what happened there?
Yeah, I did get hurt, and then I tried to play through it, and then I hurt it more when I tried to play through it. So, obviously, I needed surgery. I couldn't push through it anymore, so that ended my year.
Rashad, like you said, you haven't gone through the last 2 years, the things you've gone through injury-wise. You haven't gone through that before in your football career. How frustrating has it been to deal with those issues on the field, especially when it's something you have to deal with before?
All I can say is it's very frustrating, but, you know, I guess it happened to me for a reason, and I'm here to see what that reason is going to bring.
Rashad, did you feel like you had productive conversations with Eric DaCosta after that little thing on Twitter?
Yeah, he said his piece, I said mine. We had a conversation, and now we're best friends, so it's kind of how things work around here.
Do you feel like this is where you should be right now? Like, I mean,
I love Baltimore. I love everything about it. I love my teammates, the chemistry. I love my coaches, position coaches. I love everything about it. I'm in the NFL. You know, I'm blessed. I'm playing my dream. You know what I'm saying? Everything's not going to be perfect. I'm not going to be perfect. The coach is not going to be perfect. You know, we're going to have our battles. But at the end of the day, as long as you can communicate, talk it out, you know, make sure everybody's on the same page, then it'll all work out.
All good.
Yeah, I definitely say it matured me. and I don't even know what ways that is, but I definitely can feel it. My approach to the game, my approach to life, just taking it, you know, one day at a time, not thinking too far ahead, you know, just enjoying what I can, my family, my friends, you know, and just cherishing the game with all my heart for them.
Rashad, what have been your impressions of Todd Monken and his views on the passing game?
I love it. It's very different. So I don't want to say too much, but, you know, hopefully some good things this season for sure.
There's been a lot of talk about all the receivers that have been added. Is there enough to go around for everybody? What's kind of your feeling on that now being in kind of a loaded offense?
I'm here to see just like y'all. I'm going to see how we go do it. I just want to be there when everybody get their ring. I don't really care who. You know, got the many catches and touches. I just want to be part of something big.
Rashad, was it meaningful to you that Mark wants you wide receiver one for
respect? For sure. You know, my teammates still believe in me. They know my capabilities. They know what I can do. I've done it before. I do it in practice. You know, it just sucks that the injury's been in the way for me to prove it to y'all and everybody else. So hopefully, you know, third time is the charm in Charm City. So we'll see. We'll see. I knew somebody would ask about that. Me and my friends got it in 2020 when George Floyd passed away. I was in Minnesota at the time, and for African Americans, that was just a very tough time. And, you know, it's still a tough time for us. So, you know, you got to really find your lane out here. And me and my friends got that tattoo to kind of remind us to stay humble, you know, remember each other, and never forget where we come from.
All good. Thank you, Rashad.
Thank you.